It almost seems like anytime someone comes out and says something that goes against the mainstream narrative, they're exiled as some sort of a heretic.
And
I don't see that really changing, do you?
And I think the way to change it is, I mean, back in the day, if you did something like this, I would have been hammered and buried. But now there's enough other outlets out where you can actually, who will defend you, who will put you on TV, who will put you on the radio show, who will support you on Twitter, Facebook, other social media. So there is, I think, this opportunity for this sort of golden age to kind of resist against this. But it's an uphill battle. You know, I mean, the lesson, the reason why the response was so severe in my case, or in a case like WikiLeaks with Bradley Manning and Julian Assange, is because they want to set an example. They want to show, oh no, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. You can't actually report what powerful people say. You can't try to write as accurately and as truthful as possible about these people, because if you do, you will be exiled. But that's no longer the case. And in fact, what I've tried to do and show with this book is, look, yeah, I'm still alive. I'm still standing. They haven't put a drone strike out on me yet. I'm not in Gitmo. You know, I still get invited to the cool parties occasionally. Not the White House correspondence dinner or the Christmas party at the White House. People in the government still talk to me on a regular basis. You can do it. You know, you can do it. And the reason I know that is because other journalists who come before me have done it. David Haberstein, Neil mm-hmm. Sheehan, Cy Hirsch. These are people who showed that you can be very critical and fair to those in power. And still have a career as a journalist. Now-